שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ג' חלק.
Hello, we are reading from the study of the ten ספירות, volume 3, part 8, the ten ספירות of the world of Atzilut. You may find the study materials on kabbalah.info/eng.
אנחנו עכשיו מתחילים ללמוד אתכם.
We're starting to study together now. According to the decision of the friends, I did not make this decision. This is what most of them told me, that they think that we should study as part 8 and start with that. In truth, in tests we have 16 parts, and to start from part 6, that's in the middle. It is, well, quite something. I mean, is it not too advanced on the one hand? On the other hand, this eighth part is a very special part that starts the correction. The thing is that the entire act of creation, what the Creator does with us, it is divided into two parts. One part is the construction of the Kli, the Neshama, the soul, and the preparation of the soul for correction. And this is explained in the study of the Ten Sefirot in the first eight parts. The seventh part is the shattering of the Kli. And the eighth part that now we will try to start studying, it already speaks about the correction. How the world of Atzilut is established, and it corrects the Kelim. It corrects its system so that through the system it can correct the Kelim. And as a result of that, Adam HaRishon is created, and the way that he reaches his correction. And it all starts with part 8 and onward in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Let's try to study it. The most important thing, I believe, is that it depends on the intention, that the entire Torah that we study is in order to draw to us the reforming light. And this is why we nevertheless have to study the study of the Ten Sefirot at least each day for half an hour, 45 minutes, as much as possible.
And out of that, we will also feel how much we are advancing. And it's not the wise who learns. It doesn't matter how much we understand. What's important is how much during the study we're trying to think about our correction. And let's start. Item 1.
כאשר ראה ברצון המעציל להחיות את המתים ולתקן את המלאכים האלו,
When the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead and correct these broken melachim that were fallen into the Olam Bria, he sentenced and raised man from below upward. Thus there was a Zivug Elyon of Chochmat Bina of Ak, generating the Numa there, and the Melachim were corrected. Read it again.
Item 1. When the desire of the emanator was to revive the dead and to correct these Melachim, the kings that were broken and fallen in the world of Briah, he raised man from below upwards. And by that, the upper Zivug of Chochmah and Bina, of the inner Ak, came to be, and he brought out the name of the Numa, and the Melachim were corrected.
We heard, maybe we didn't understand what he is talking about at all, but let's try and read with the intention, and we'll see what comes out of that. Go ahead. Now he's explaining below. Every single excerpt, we're reading the Or Pnimi, revive the dead.
Yes, we're in the inner light of the revive the dead. Item one, meaning the first seven fallen melachim, kings that fell into the separated bia. This fall is considered death, since they are separated there from the light of life, meaning the Or Chochmah. As it says, wisdom preserves the life of him that he has it. This is the reason that O Chochmah is called O Chaya, light of life. Also, the three Olamot Bia are called the separated Olamot, since the O Chochmah cannot expand in these places, and everything in them will die without Chochmah. They cannot be corrected except through ascent to Atilut, meaning to the place where there is Chochmah that can expand in them. Hence, when they rise to Olam Atzilut, they are considered to have been revived, having been granted the Or Chaya. It is written, when the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead, meaning to raise them from Bia to Atzilut, which is the revival of the dead. This is the meaning of the correction of the seven melachim.
We need to first of all understand that what we're talking here about, a descent, an ascent, it speaks of ascending or descending in the intention in order to bestow. The more that we're spiritual, the more we want to bestow, that's ascending higher, and the less, that's the lower. So where he says that we need to rise from Bia, the paths of Malchut, meaning to correct them, so they won't be in order to receive, but they will be in order to bestow. So I'm reading again what Dudi just read. What does it mean to revive the dead? Meaning the first seven melachim, meaning there are certain parts of Malchut that fell into Bia, into the separation, meaning they fell to a place where they are detached from the Creator. This fall is considered death, since the light departed from them. That's why they're considered dead. They are separated there from the light of life, meaning the light of Chochmah. As it says that the light of Chochmah is called Or Chaya. Therefore, the three worlds of Bia, which are below Parsa, there is no light there. They are called Almin de Pruda, the worlds of separation, separation from the Creator, from the upper light. Since in these places, the light of Chochmah cannot expand. The light of Chochmah is the light of Chaya, the light of Chaim, of life. And all of the reality in them, they will die and not with wisdom. Meaning without the light of Chochmah, they are considered dead. And they cannot be corrected except through ascent to Atzilut. Meaning the place they are, they cannot receive the light of Chochmah and revive themselves. Only if they rise to Atzilut. What does it mean to rise to Atzilut? That they'll receive an addition of a will to receive, an intention in order to receive, and then according to that intention, they rise to Atzilut. To the extent each one receives the intention in order to bestow, accordingly, his place in Atzilut is determined, meaning to a place where the Chochmah can expand in them. Hence, when they rise to the world of Atzilut, they are considered to have been revived, having been granted the Or Chaya, the light of Chaya. When we talk about the revival of the dead are the desires of that are empty of the light of Chochmah, that get the ability to rise to the world of Atzilut. So to receive the light of Chochmah, that's considered that they are revived from the dead. And that is called the revival of the dead. Meaning they rise to Atzilut. Meaning to the place where the Chokhmah wants to expand there. Therefore, when they rise to the world of Atzilut, they are considered to have been revived, having been granted the light of Chaya. As it is written, when the Ma'atzil wanted to revive the dead, meaning, what is this talking of? Meaning to raise them from Bia to Atzilut, which is the revival of the dead. This is the meaning of the correction of the seven Melachim. Questions?
Shelot.
No questions. There are. Kiev. Let's see him.
Да, дорогой учитель, а что тут имеется в виду под мертвыми? То есть мы же говорим о том, что эгоистическое...
Yes, dear teacher, what does it mean, dead? We said...
No. He said that dead are those that don't have the light of Chokhmah in them, the light of Chaya, the will to receive in its natural form is with the intention in order to receive. That's why he is considered dead, because he doesn't have the light of Chokhmah in him. To the extent he receives the intention in order to bestow, he is considered alive, and according to that intention in order to bestow, the light of Chokhmah expands in him. And then that desire is already in the world of Atzilut. He discovers his state that rose from the world of Bia to the world of Atzilut, that it was previously dead and now is alive. And this change, that he rises from the world of Bia to the world of Atzilut, is called revival of the dead. That he was in order to receive, that's called dead. And now that he's in order to bestow and he feels the light of Chokhmah in him, he's considered alive. Is that clear?
Первичное желание, когда оно поднимается вот к исправлению, оно же меняется.
The initial desire in the beginning, when it rises to correction, it changes. It becomes a different kind of desire. What happened to the previous form?
I'll answer you. To the previous state he was in, he shines from his new state with a small illumination. That's how it is. Like we, when we grow up, then we can say that we used to be small or young, and now we understand what we went through. That's it.
Прошу прощения, так а все желания, они должны пройти вот этот вот, как бы, ну, процесс. Сначала они умерщвляются, а потом...
Must all desires go through this process? First they die, then...
All of the desires need to go through that process. All of the desires that previously existed in a single clique called the soul of Adam HaRishon, and they shattered. Now each and every one corrects himself in a ten, with his ten, and by that they accumulate two partsufim. And these partsufim accumulate to a single partsuf called Adam, similar to the Creator.
Turki free.
My first question. Is it Atzilut of Asiya world that we are talking about?
האם זה Atzilut שבעולם העשייה? זה העולם שאנחנו מדברים עליו?
The world of Asiya is the world of Asiya. The world of Atzilut is the world of Atzilut. If you learned Pticha, then you also learned about these worlds, the world of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So, in the world Asiya, Yetzira, and Bria, we don't have light of Chokhmah. What we have there is considered dead. And whoever is above the world of Bria in the world of Atzilut is considered alive.
Itafo.
Rav, una domanda da Luigi. È una domanda anche mia. Come fa un morto ad elevarsi da Azilut senza che abbia la luce all'interno?
A question both from Luigi and from me. How can the dead rise from the Atzilut without having inner light?
He's in the group, he's in the ten, he connects with all his friends, he's all still entirely to receive, and that's why he's considered dead. And he asks with his friends together to have the light of Chokhmah shine upon them. That means that they want to be revived. The light of Chokhmah influences them and raises them to the world of Bia, to the world of Atzilut. And that's considered that they're revived from the dead. And they are fulfilled by the upper light with the presence of the Creator that shines in them. And to the extent they're fulfilled with the Creator, they are at adhesion with the Creator to a certain extent, but they are already adhered to the Creator. New York 4.
To fall sounds like it's an accident or something, that it's not planned. What does it mean that the Malachim fell?
This you need to learn part 6 and 7 in the study of the Ten Sefirot. We're not talking about not how they fell and why they fell, but how we revive them from this fall. They fell because they lost their intention in order. They lost the intention in order to bestow, and they now have an intention only in order to receive, like we have. And then we are outside of the upper light. That is considered that we are dead. That is how they fell. Why did they fall? How they fell? We need to learn that. You have maybe 300 pages just about this matter of the fall. We'll learn that later on. It's not a problem. Our problem, because we need to advance as quickly as possible, we need to learn about the correction. And all of the corruptions, we will learn from making the corrections. All right? Okay.
PT24. You are called, who is it about, the reality we have?
A will to receive without an intention in order to bestow, that doesn't have upon it Tzimtzum and Masach, is called dead. The light cannot fulfill it. It is in detachment from the Creator, detachment from the upper light.
So in the worlds of Bia, there are no screens until Atzilut, but it's still spiritual work. They're also called dead because there's no Masach there.
There, they are still considered spiritual, if you can call it that, because they have in them some form of preparation to rise to Atzilut, which is Nefesh Ruach, a small illumination that exists in them. We'll learn about it. The question is correct. PT
34. Уровня духовной смерти и должны осознать, что духовно мертвы, чтобы прийти к духовной жизни.
We are below the level of the spiritual death.
True, we attain it from our connection with the friends. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. He's saying that that's why the three worlds of Bia are called the worlds of separation, because the light of Chokhmah cannot spread there. Why? What's the reason?
From these desires that are below the Parsa in the three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, these desires are still in order to receive.
Then he says, and then they will die without Chochmah. What does that mean?
Yes, yes, that's called the dead that don't have the light of Chochmah. In spirituality, dead is considered outside of the light of Chochmah.
Then he says they can only be revived by rising to Atzilut. What pulls them over there?
This is something else. We're talking about the facts now. If we are in the world of Bria, we're considered dead. If we rise to Atzilut, it is considered that we reach revival of the dead, period. And we're not learning anything beyond that. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, and it is written the world of Atzilut or Bia, does that talk about the state of the Kelim or the state of the environment where the Kelim are?
I don't know what the state of it is. We're talking in about the vessels, of what's in the vessels, what masachim, what screens they're in. PT 32.
What does it mean that when the emanator wanted?
It means that when it came to the desire of the emanator, that before it didn't and now it did, and that is why it became Atzilut and the revival of the dead and so on. Before this rises to the desire of the emanator, we don't know what that is. Only from this moment onwards.
It's not clear. In order to raise the Kilim to Atzilut, you need the light of Chochmah. How can the light of Chochmah illuminate?
No, incorrect. There is light that shines upon the vessels in order to raise the vessels, and there is light that shines upon the vessels in order to fulfill the vessels. That is something completely different, the force that rises and the force that raises. The forces that raise the vessels are different forces. There are forces that can appear in every place. In every place. To raise, to lower the vessels, to do whatever they want. That's from above. So if you're asking, can the light of Chochmah appear below the Parsa in the world of Bia? Of course they can appear in every place. The Creator fulfills them all. But we're talking about to the extent the created being can fulfill himself with the upper light or not. That is the question. And that is why we examine it accordingly.
Are there other, are these other forms of light? These are different types of Chochmah?
Yes, these are different lights. We will learn about it. Let's continue. I see that somehow you're hearing. Go ahead.
So we're still in the inner light. In the title, he sentenced and raised man from low upward. Meaning from Zon to Keter, the matter of raising man has already been explained, and study it there. However, here we should understand another principal issue. These man are the seven orot, seven lights that remained of the seven melachim, meaning the reshimot that the orot dezat left after their departure. This is so because once the masach de nikudim purified from its aviut entirely, it returned and rose to its shosh, its root, in Rosh de Nikudim, with all the reshimot contained in it. Since it has already come there in Prina Aleph, in the Zivug of Da'at de Nikudim, you find that its last Bechina is Prina Aleph. Hence, the Masach did not become Av, because of its hitkalelut in the Rosh, but only to the extent of the aviyot de keter, since the last bchina was lost. Thus, only Komat Malchut could have come out on it. Thus you find that the Hei Tata'a, the lower Hei incorporated in the Masach, rose from the Einayim to the Keter, and the Zivug was made on Sfirat Keter. It turns out that the above rising of Man is to the place of Keter.
I repeat, he sentenced and raised man from below upwards, meaning from the place of Zon to Keter. This man that was raised are the seven Orot that remained from the seven Melachim, meaning the Reshimot, that the lights of Zat left after they departed. And once the Masach of Nikudim was completely purified from all of its aviyot entirely, it returned and rose to its shoresh in Rosh of Nikudim, as usual when the Masach rises and is purified, with all the Reshimot contained in it. He's talking about Nikudim, about how they shattered. And since it has already come there, in Bchina Aleph, in the Zivug of Dat of Nikudim, meaning in the Rosh, it's found that its last Bchina, Bchina Aleph, that its last Bchina is Bchina Aleph. Hence, the Masach did not come in the Av of Itkalalut of Rosh because of the extent of Aviyot Keter, Aviyot Shoresh. Because the last Bchina was lost, which was Bchina Aleph, and only the Shoresh Keter remained. That it could not come out of it, only the Komat Malchut. So you find that the lower Hay that's incorporated in the Masach rose from Enaim to Keter, meaning from the first Prina in the Rosh to the root in the Rosh. That it rose to Metzach, from Enaim to Metzach. And the Zivug was made on the Sefira of Keter. It turns out that the above raising of Man is to the place of Keter. In other words, we have in the Rosh, we have degrees. Peh is the fourth degree of Aviyut, right?
Chotem.
Then Chotem, nose, Ozen, ear, Enaim, eyes, and Metzach, forehead. So the Zivug of the light rose from the world of Nikudim, from Einaim, from the eyes, to Metzach, the forehead. From the Bchina Aleph, the Masach was purified until the Bchina of Shoresh. And then the Zivug in Rosh of Sag formed a Zivug on the root. And from that, we have a new partsuf called the world of Atzilut. And that's what he wants to explain here. I understand it's difficult, but slowly, slowly, no choice. A little bit of the general structure of where we are, with what we're going to work, we need to know. Just like in our life, I don't know exactly how the governments work and how all the systems work, how the world, in even how the sun and the moon, the planets, a lot of things are not clear to me, but I still live. What do we understand about our own lives? A little bit in order to exist. So although we're learning about global things here in spirituality, but something for ourselves that we need, we'll take from it, and it will be enough for us in order to live correctly and to reveal what we deserve to reveal. So read again, please, Dudi.
Again, we're starting in the inner light with a title, He Sentenced and Raised Man from Below Upward. meaning from Zon to Keter. The matter of raising man has already been explained, and study it there. However, here we should understand another principal issue. These man are the seven orot that remained of the seven melachim, meaning the reshimot that the orot dezat left after their departure. This is so because once the Masach de Nekudim purified from its aviut entirely, it returned and rose to its shorish in Rosh de Nekudim, with all the Rishimot contained in it. Since it has already come there, in Prina Aleph, in the Zivug of Dat de Nekudim, you find that its last Bechina is Prina Aleph. Hence, the Masach did not become Av because of its Itkalelut in the Rosh, but only to the extent of the Aviyot de Keter, since the last Bechina was lost. Thus, only Komat Malchut could have come out on it. Thus, you find that the Heitata'a, the lower Hay, incorporated in the Masach, rose from the Einaim to the Keter, and the Zivug was made on Sfirat Keter. It turns out that the above rising of man is to the place of Keter.
Okay, let's take a few questions. Let's do it shortly. Almata.
Спасибо, Рав. Здесь говорится в тексте, что Творец сам...
Thank you, Rav. In the text it says that the Creator Himself sentenced and raised man. We usually say that the Creator Being raises man.
It is the Creator preparing the system in which this system... the created beings later on existed. In the meantime, there are no created beings. Vina.
A question by a friend. Why does it say here, does it talk here about seven melachim? The shattering was in the eight. That's what the friend is asking.
Okay, we usually count seven, the seven primordial kings. Oh, that's it. You should go check.
No, PT4.
The fact that the man rose to the place of Keter means that there's an upper zivug in Chub De'ak.
I don't understand what you're saying. In the Partsuf of Sag, the Masach after the Zakhut, the purification of the world of Nikudim, to Metzach of Sag. And from there, there started being the building of the world of Atzilut.
It says that by raising man from below upward, there was an upper Zivug in Chub De'ak, in the internal Chub De'ak. So the place the man rose to is the place where the Zivug of Absag occurs, in Keter?
What's Keter? In Keter of Rosh of Sag, in Metzach, even in Metzach of Rosh of Sag, meaning in Tzimtzum Bet of Keter. That you take the Rosh of Sag, and you take the part called Keter of Rosh of Sag, and you divide this Keter to Galgalta Enaim and Achap, and upon this Galgalta Enaim, the Zivug of Ab Sag is formed in order to start coming from the world of Atzilut. But we don't learn it to that extent. Maybe he'll talk about it, but it's not really critical. Kiev 1.
Rav, from this excerpt we can understand that the more the will to receive is greater, the greater is his degree of attainment.
Yes.
And when he writes here that he attains Keter, that man, What is the essential condition for it?
When he completely purified and only a small part remained, upon which came the zivug of akah, this is a viut of shoresh, that's called keter. We need to get used to the words of how Kabbalists use all these names.
Скажите, в нашей работе Рош, о которой здесь идет речь, он, где он находится? Это в нашей
работе? Tell us, please, this Rosh, where is that in our work?
Everything remains in the ten. We only need to reveal it.
Latin to.
Buenos días. Varios de los amigos en la decena hemos tomado la tarea de traducir el Talmud este Sefirot. ¿Cuál es la intención y carencia que debemos mantener para?
Good morning. Many friends in the ten. Many friends in our ten took upon ourselves to translate this. With what intention should we? Can we bestow, make it in order to bestow to the Creator? What intention should we have when translating?
It's very good that you do this. If you have all the rest of the materials of Baal HaSulam, then of course Tas is good too. But this is according to what we're studying. Try part 8, what we're studying here. If it's the same pace that we study, if you can try and translate it, that will be good. Hopefully you'll get help from more friends. Yes. Succeed. Now we'll sing a song. And we'll move on to the next part.
So let's sing a song.
To be together with you, how good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Forever, yeah, to be forever with you. Need each other to survive, together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive, together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. We'll be right back.